It was in 1942 that he caught a mink and sold a mink to Sears and Roebuck. He sold it for $43. That's a ton of money, okay? So he started trapping early on when he was a kid. There was different fur buyers that courted him. He was very, very shrewd boy when it came to that. He knew his stuff in a whopper of a way. I don't know. Mainly muskrats. When he first came in 64, he bounty trapped. I think it was 66 when they quit the bounty of $25 for coyotes. For New York State, actually had a bounty. And it went on from there. Mink and muskrats were his main thrive. And he would go to the different trapping conventions around and preach the gospel as he went to the trapping convention. So he was very in that realm, if you will. He was extremely well known. He was one of the legends.